我们先来读三处的圣经。
Let's read three places of scripture.
第一处在哥林多后书四章第七节。
First is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
也是刚才我们弟兄领诗的时候特别提到的一节经文。
And that is why our brother when he led a hymn which he has mentioned.
哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us.
第二处在哥林多前书第一章二十六到三十一节。
And the second place is First Corinthians chapter 1.Verse 26 to 31.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
And base things of the world, the things which are despised, has God chosen, yet the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
That no flesh shall glory in his presence.
第三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
That in according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord.
第三处在哥林多后书的第十二章八到九节。
The third place is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 9.
这里讲到保罗的一个经历。
And here talks about experience of Paul.
为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。
For this thing I besought the Lord's three times that it might depart from me.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
感谢主给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹再有一点的在他话语上的交通。
Thank the Lord for still giving me the chance to share upon His words.
刚才听到陶伯伯在报告的时候讲到我们伯弟兄到我们当中来分享。
As our brother Tao has just announced that brother Bo will come to share with us.
他要讲到合神心意的侍奉。
He will talk about the service that's according to God's will.
那今天呢，我的分享题目是做合神心意的器皿。
And today the title of my sharing is be a vessel that is pleasing to God's heart.
因为我在前一段时间呢，我是有一个另一个题目。
Previously, I had another topic in my mind.
但是呢，最近呢，特别是在第一个季度啊，二零一三年第一个季度呢，神一而再、再而三的借着特会向我们说话。
But recently, especially during this first quarter of this year, that God has used the special meetings to speak to us.
所以我这段时间的寻求是主要让我和弟兄姊妹分享这个题目。
Therefore, after I thought before the Lord that He would like me to share about this topic with you.
今天是四月七号啊。
Today is April 7th.
这二零一三年的第一个季度已经如飞而去。
The first quarter in 2013 has already flown by.
我们在今年开始的时候，第一个周，我们就请到了陈锡曾弟兄到我们当中来分享。
During the first week of this year, Brother Christian Chen came to share with us.
弟兄姊妹还记得他的题目吗？
Do you still remember his topic?
他 他是讲到教会的见证。
He talks about the testimony of church.
他是从亚哈斯的日晷说起。
Which talks start from the die of Ahaz.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我们弟兄对我们有怎样的主要的教导吗？
Have you still remember his teachings to us?
我觉得我们陈弟兄讲了非常丰富的内容。
I feel that Brother Christian has mentioned very riches which within his content.
从一个方面我们可以概括出他是用到西西家王这样的一个例子。
From one aspect, he has used the example of King Hezekiah.
来说明神怎样为他的旨意来拣选和使用这样一个犹大的王。
So to give the example of how God, according to his will, to choose and use such a Judah, king of Judah.
在三月底的时候啊，神又差派他的仆人Kenny Pittman 弟兄到我们当中。
And at the end of March, God also sent Brother Kenny Pittman to be with us.
他特别讲到呢，是他讲到神为他的旨意所拣选、所使用的四个器皿。
And he mentioned the four vessels that God, for His will, that He has chosen and used.
讲到信心之父亚伯拉罕。
And God, the father of faith, Abraham.
讲到神人摩西。
Man of God, Moses.
讲到合神心意的大卫王。
King David, who's according to God's heart.
讲那个充满神意象的保罗。
And the man of vision, Paul.
所以我们看到这两堂信息的时候。
So as we see those several messages.
我实在是觉得主是借着这两次特别对我们成人的特会来呼召我们来作为来起来成为神可用和心意他心意的器皿。
I really feel that through those two special gatherings, God has called us to raise up to become the vessel according to His heart.
不仅是个人。
Not just individually.
我们弟兄们提到了好多个人的例子。
Our brothers have mentioned many individual examples.
像我们陈弟兄讲到西西家。
Like our brother Christian mentioned King Hezekiah.
讲到A.B. Simpson.
Like A.B. Simpson.
讲到尼托生弟兄。
And he talked about Watchman Nee.
我们Kenny 弟兄呢也讲到刚才我们提到的四个人物。
And Brother Kenny also mentioned the four people.
但是每一个弟兄们到我们当中的时候，他总是最后要落实到神所拣选的不是一个一个的人。
But as those brothers came in the midst of us, he has to come to a conclusion that whom God chooses is not just individual.
神是要拣选一个团体的人。
God would like to choose a corporate man.
拣选一般的人为他的旨意和为他的名来做见证。
To choose a group of people to testify for His will and His name.
所以我觉得我在预备的时候，我有两个感触啊，在正式开始之前，我觉得有两个感触。
So I have two feelings, before I really get started.
我第一个感触就是，我觉得这个2013年实在是过得飞快。
The first is that sense of time flies, really, that for this 2013.
所以像这个。摩西在诗篇九十篇所讲的。
Just like Moses mentioned in Psalm 90.
所以我们的这个一生的年日是七十岁啊，若是强壮可以到八十岁。
So the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they might be 80 years.
但若是我没有神的同在呢，我们其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
But if without God's presence,Yeah, our pride is labor and vanity.
转眼成空啊，如飞而去。
And it's soon cut off and fly away.
我就记得陈弟兄在我们当中讲信息的时候，特别用西西家王啊，他的神给了他更多的15年的时间。
I especially remember
12年的时间，
Christian talk about King Hezekiah that God specially has given him 15 more years.
这是给神让我们呢提醒我们，我们可以向他要，也可以在主里面呢赎回光阴。
And that's God's reminder to us that we can ask of him, but also we shall redeem our time.
但在摩西的他的祷告中呢，他有一点，他可以说，他说求主，他可以求主啊。 给我们指教我们怎样疏散我们的日子、啊、叫我们可以得着智慧的心。
And in Moses' prayer, he said that we can pray to the Lord to teach us to number our days that we may acquire a wise heart.
所以仍然我们可以向他求这样的，虽然这一年已经开始有一个三个多月。
So even though 3 months has passed by for this year, but we can still ask him of this.
第二个感触，我就觉得神在这一年中开始给我们特别丰富的话语。
And my second feeling is that God has given us really riches of His word from this year.
我们这三个月时间，我们有实际上是四次特会。
During those 3 months, actually, we have 4 special gatherings.
陈弟兄和 Kenny 弟兄，他是针对着成年人的两次特会。
Brother Christian and also Kenyon, they are for their special gatherings were for adults.
我们年初一月份的时候啊，还有一次青少年啊的特会。
And also in January there was a youth gathering.
啊 ，Joe Sun 和这个 Jeffrey Peterman 弟兄呢，在那面在当中来服侍我们。
Brother Joe Sun and Jeffrey Peterman came to serve us.
我们这次的两个 Peterman 弟兄到我们当中 ，Jeffrey Peterman 也是在服侍我们当中的孩子们。
And also, Brother Jeffrey Pittman again came to serve our kids during the last weekend.
而且这两次成人的信息啊都非常的丰富。
And those 2 times, the messages for adults were so rich.
不仅是有这样的正常的这样的信息的时间。
Not just during the regular message sessions.
我们还每次都有跟下来的问题解答，或者是的一个特别的交通的时间。
And following, we also had a question and answer and also special fellowship time.
弟兄姊妹要是没有机会亲自参加，你回到我们网络上听的时候，那两次的特别的交通都是非常的丰富的。
If you did not attend, but if you can listen from online, that you would know that those 2 times of gathering were really abundant.
所以每次我们特会以后，总是有跟着有交通分享的时间。
So each time after the special gathering, we always have a time of fellowship.
我们常常有这个难处，因为这个信息是何等的丰富哈。我们弟兄姊妹，即使每个人有十分钟的时间，也就是七八个人的样子啊。我们上次弟兄啊，有带领会的时候有讲到。
We often have this difficulty that even though the message is so rich, but when we have the fellowship time here, that it's just about 7 or 8 people who are able to share.
所以我觉得这次神特别让我们我这次用这次时间给弟兄姊妹有一同的来回顾和一同的提醒。
So this time I feel God lets me use this time to review and also remind together with brothers and sisters.
但是这个信息做神器皿的信息看来不仅是神要今年这个信息是非常重的在我们当中说。
I feel that not only this topic about being his vessel is that he would like to speak to us this year.
因为像伯弟兄他的题目也是讲到和神心意的侍奉。
Because Brother Bo's topic will also talk about the service according to God's heart.
在另一点，我觉得这个我们所弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告来仰望这些特别的讲员到我们当中的时候
，So that as our brothers and sisters, when we specially pray for those speakers to come to share with us,
我们要相信神呢要对我们特别的说话。
We have to trust that God would like to speak to us.
我觉得这些这两堂的信息也对我们弟兄姊妹在平时的学习中呢是一个极大的补充。
I really feel that those are great supplements to those messages were great supplements onto our regular meetings and learnings.
我觉得这是圣灵的工作。
I feel that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
你像我们在弟兄姊妹当中有很多在读旧约的诗篇。
As many brothers and sisters among us have been reading the book of Psalm, book of Psalm.
我们就是最近读的，就是读到了，已经读完了卷三。
And we have already finished book 3.
所以这次呢，陈弟兄这次到我们当中来分享西西家王。
So as Brother Christian came to share with us about King Hezekiah.
他特别的讲到诗篇，我们已经有些交通的，像上行的诗篇也好，或者我们要。继续 要学习的这些的诗篇对我们都是一个很好的补充和提醒。
He has specially mentioned about the Psalms, which for example are the Song of the Degree, and also for other Psalms, which are for our special learning.
我们 Kenny 弟兄到我们当中用到大卫这个人物。
And Brother Kenny used David.
那他讲到很多诗篇的例子。
He has mentioned about many examples in Book of Psalms.
而这些大卫的诗篇大部分集中在前三卷的诗篇中。
And those Psalms of David, especially were in the three books of Psalms.
所以当我们听的时候，我们有个非常新鲜、非常的好的提醒。
So as we listen, those were really fresh reminders to us.
我们周五在会所的这边的查经聚会。
And also our Friday night Bible study.
我们已经读完了《使徒行传》第二十二章。
We have just finished Book of Acts chapter 22.
我们这次 Kennedy 弟兄用到保罗的例子啊，很多的细节都在这一卷书中，我们已经读过。
And as Brother Kenyon used the example of Paul, which there were so many details that was in this book, which we have read through.
所以我觉得是神要特别借着我们平时的学习，用他的仆人来向我们提醒。
So God would like to use our regular learnings and to remind us through His other servants.
我们平时的学习不是没有目的的，我们的学习就是要可以为神所使用。
It is not without purpose for our regular learnings, which is for God to use.
可以在我们的聚会啊当中，神的心意是怎样，我们可以为他的心意和旨意效力。
So that we can work according to His will.
所以我们弟兄上一次领会的时候讲到，若是一个弟兄是带着神给我们的信息来的时候，我们就要特别要小心啊，特别要谨慎。
So that as our brother mentioned when he was leading the hymn, that if a brother came with God's message, then we should really pay attention.
在路加福音十二章四十八节这里有一段话。
In the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48 says.
他说：“唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。”
But he who knew it not, and these things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few. And to everyone to whom much has been given, much shall be required from him. And to him whom men have committed much, they will ask from him the more.
我觉得这是对我自己，也是对弟兄姊妹一个很大的一个提醒。
I think it's a great reminder to myself and to brothers and sisters.
我们对神的话是一定要严肃哈，要有回应。
We shall really be serious toward God's words and also respond back to Him.
我记得我们一个弟兄上次交通道也是哈，我们参加那么多特会，但我们的生命到底有多少长进？
I remember one brother has shared last time that as we have attended so many special gatherings, but how much is our life's true growth?
所以我们应该非常的谨慎，要常常思想神对我们所说的话。
Therefore, we should really be careful and meditate upon the words God has spoken.
因为我们对神的话要负责。
For we shall be responsible to God's words.
所以我今天因为这样的一个思想呢，我就有来分享两点。
Therefore, because of this thought, so I would like to share two points today.
我就首先来分享呢，就是对于我们这两位特别讲员的两次特别信息的一个反思或者是一个回应。
First, I would like to share about the response back to our brothers' two messages.
第二个就是讲到我们在我们的聚会当中一些实际的操练啊，我们有些的提醒。
And secondly, I would like to share about the practical exercise among our own gatherings and reminders.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have further words of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你给我们这样的机会，主啊，你要借着主你的话来向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity so you can speak us through your words.
我们何等感谢你，主啊，你的名在我们当中设立。
Lord, we thank you for you have set up your name in the midst of us.
主啊，你也在纽瓦克这个地方聚集的弟兄姊妹，有你那纯全、善良、可喜悦的美好的旨意。
And Lord, also amongst the brothers and sisters who gather in the Newark Christian Fellowship, you have your good and perfect and pleasing will.
主啊，特别在2013年，主啊，你把何等大的话语的恩典加给我们。
Especially in 2013, you have given us the riches of your words.
主啊，我们愿意，主啊，谦卑的来到你面前。
We are willing to come before you humbly.
我们一同来思想你对我们所说的话。
And to meditate upon the words you have spoken to us.
主，让你的话不突然返回。
So your words do not go back in vain.
主，要成就你自己的旨意。
to complete your will.
主，愿你主在我们当中借着圣灵向我们说话。
Pray that you speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
我们不配的器皿，求你洁净使用。
And pray that you cleanse this unworthy vessel and use it.
求你让我们在你的里面一同的得饱足，一同的主得建造。
So together in you we can be filled and be built up.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.我觉得在 这两次 特会中呢，我想有两点啊，有些总结。
So I have about two conclusions from those two special gatherings.
第一点呢，就是讲到我们弟兄给我们讲到，实际上现在是五个人，对不对
？So first is that actually they were total five people.
你仔细想，陈弟兄和Kenny 弟兄所讲的。实际上是一个题目啊。
Actually, when you think about it, Brother Christian and Brother Kenning actually share about one topic.
就是讲到神所拣选、所使用的器皿，啊，为他的旨意来效力。
That is the vessel God has chosen and also used according to for His purpose.
我们陈弟兄只不过是用到了西西家王，他以后又补充，又提到尼陀生弟兄，又提到 A.B. Simpson 弟兄，也有提到他自己的经历。
Brother Christian first used the King Hezekiah as an example, but later he used A.B. Simpson, Brother Watchman Nee, and also the experience from himself.
我们Kenny 弟兄是用的三个旧约的人物，一个新约的人物。
And Brother Kenyon used three characters from Old Testament and one character from New Testament.
所以我们这里有五个人物啊，可以来啊，五个主要的人物可以来学习。
So we can learn from those five major people.
那他们这五个人在神面前的特别的这样的特征呢？啊，我们弟兄姊妹都有啊，都有弟兄们都有交通。
And our brothers have already mentioned their special characteristics before God.
我特别这里提出五也是五个方面。
I would like to mention about five aspects.
那第一个是信心。
First is faith.
第一个是第二个是顺服。
Second is obedience.
这是特别 Kenny 弟兄到亚伯拉罕的例子，讲到信心和顺服。
And Brother Kenny has used the example of Abraham to talk about faith and obedience.
第三个是忠心。
Third is to be faithful.
第四个是讲到忠心，是我们弟兄用到摩西的例子啊。
To be faithful, our brother has used the example of Moses.
第四个是我们里面的这个热情，或者是热爱，或者是一个。热心这样的 passion.
Fourth is the passion within us.
我们 Kenny 弟兄呢，特别借着大卫的例子。
Brother Kenny has used the example of David.
讲到我们如何来热爱我们的神自己。
Talk about how we should have passion to love God.
热爱神的家。
To love His house.
也热爱神的旨意。
And love His will.
那最后一个就是讲到vision 就是意象。
And the last one is vision.
所以呢，这些方面啊，这五个方面啊，是我们弟兄特别借着圣经的人物来为我们说明。
So our brother specially explained about those five aspects through the characters in the Bible.
但因为这些人物他有自己特别的特征，所以他是用到一个人物来解释一个或者两个方面。
And because each person has their own special characteristics, therefore our brothers use each person to explain each aspect.
但是这五个方面是我们每一步都是我们的基本的学习。
But all those five aspects, each step is our fundamental learning.
所以不是我们看到这五个人物，这五个方面都有学习。
So as we see those five people, we learn about those five aspects.
所以你要是用一个有这个 spreadsheet 这种，你把这五个人物和五个特征列一下的话。
Therefore, if you use the spreadsheet to list all those five people and those five characteristics.
你看到这个亚伯拉罕这里，你会打一个信心上打一个星号。
So when you see Abraham, then you check upon the faith.
你在他顺服那里打一个星号。
And also check about obedience.
在摩西，你可能找到这个忠心打一个星号。
And in Moses, you check on this faithfulness.
在大卫，你可以再把热爱的打一个星号。
And you check about passion when you see David.
那西西家王啊，顶上没有特别提到哪一个，你可能先空着。
And maybe for Hezekiah, not mentioned specially any aspect, so maybe you leave it blank.
那保罗，你就在这个意象只打一个星号。
And then you put a check mark for Paul at a place for vision.
但实际上呢，每一个神所重用的仆人，
在这五个方面都有美好的学习。
But actually, for each servant God has used, that they have learned all those five aspects.
所以这是我第一点，我想做一点的总结和补充。
So that's what I would like to conclude and also add a little more for this first.
比方说信心。
For example, faith.
信心呢，特别讲到亚伯拉罕信心之父。
Faith, especially talk about Abraham, the father of faith.
我们 Kenny 弟兄特别讲到这个信心的一个过程。
Our brother Kenny talk about the process of this faith.
讲到信心的呼召。
Talks about the calling of the faith.
信心的顺服。
The obedience of faith.
信心的试验。
And also the test of faith.
信心的见证。
And the testimony of faith.
好，这是在亚伯拉罕身上特别的，由圣经来可以查考到。
So we can use Bible to look up all those place, all those aspects about Abraham.
但是摩西怎么样呢？
How about Moses?
那摩西也是大有信心的人。
Moses is also the man of faith.
他不仅是对神有忠心。
Not only he's faithful to God.
但我们弟兄也讲到，这摩西经历了神他拯救啊，他的 salvation 拯救的一个全面的一个拯救。
Of course, our brother has mentioned about Moses has experienced the complete salvation of God.
但是摩西在信心上也是我们学习的榜样。
But Moses is still our model to learn about faith.
因为时间关系，我不会仔细讲。我们读希伯来书十一章的时候。
Because of time, we will not talk about in details. But when we read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11,
那些信息的伟人，神都有他的话，特别对他的信心有评价。
God has comments about each people of those people of faith.
所以摩西呢，也是一个我们信心学习的榜样。
So Moses is also our example to learn about faith.
我觉得这一点非常重要啊。
I feel that is very important.
因为虽然这些的特征是在不同的旧约人物中，我们弟兄给我们交通出来的。
Because all those special characteristics were shared by our brother from the Old Testament.
但是这些的特征是我们每一个要成有心成为神可用器皿的，都要一个个的学习的。
But for us who have the heart to become God's vessel, that we should learn each aspect.
因为一个原因就是这些旧约的人物，他们在这个每一个功课上都有学习。
One reason is that for all those people in the Old Testament, they have learned much of each of those aspects.
那大卫怎么样？
How about David?
大卫在信心上怎么样？
How about David's faith?
大卫我们所知道的，他有很多的靠着他信心得胜的见证。
We know that he has many testimonies that he overcame by his faith.
他是在年轻的时候，在他最开始出来的时候，为人所知的时候，他就是充满大有信心的人。
When he was still young and when he started to be known by people, he's the man of great faith.
我们在这个撒母耳记上的第十七章四十五节，这里有这样的记载。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45, it says.
这里讲到大卫杀哥利亚这件众所周知的事情。
It talk about when David killed Goliath.
那这里在十七章四十五节。
It talks about in verse chapter 17 verse 45.
撒母耳记上十七章四十五节。
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 45.
说大卫对腓利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀剑和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
And David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with sword and with spear and with javelin, but I come to thee in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied."
四十六节，今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
This day will Jehovah deliver thee up into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy hand from thee, thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines this day to the fall of the heavens and to the wild beasts of earth, and all the earth shall know that Israel has a God.
四十七节，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
And all this congregation shall know that Jehovah saves not with sword and spear, but the battle is Jehovah's, and he will give you into our hands.
这是一个小小的这个放羊的儿童对着一个巨人哥利亚，他 当场这么讲。
This is what this little child who shepherds the sheep who said to this giant Goliath.
那西西家王怎么样呢？
But how about King Hezekiah?
他在信心上有我们可以学习的地方吗？
And does he have also places for us to learn in regards of faith?
在列王记下的十九章十五节，这里记载了一个西西家在一个特别大的难处中的这样的一个祷告。
In 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 15, it talks about how when King Hezekiah was in great distress, which he prayed to the Lord.
我们读那个背景的时候，就是在亚述王兵临城下啊，在耶路撒冷城外已经在围困当中的时候，西西家王在19章15节列王记下这有这样向耶和华的祷告。
It was in the situation in King Assyria was already surrounding the city, and then King Hezekiah had such a prayer to Jehovah.
他说西西家向耶和华祷告说，坐在二基鲁伯上以耶和华以色列的神呢，你是天下万国的神，你曾创造天地。
And Hezekiah prayed before Jehovah and said, Jehovah, God of Israel, who sits between the cherubim, thou the same, thou alone art God of all kingdoms of earth. Thou hast made the heavens and earth.
耶和华，求你侧耳而听，耶和华，求你睁眼而看，要听希拿基利打发使者来辱骂永生神的话。
Incline thy ear, Jehovah, and hear. Open, Jehovah, thy eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, who has sent him to report the living God.
耶和华，亚述诸王果然使列国和列国之地变为荒凉。
All for truth, Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands.
将列国的神像都扔在火里，因为他本不是神，乃是人手所造的，那是木头、石头的，所以灭绝他。
And have cast their gods into a fire, for they were no gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone. Therefore have they destroyed them.
耶和华我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道，唯独你耶和华是神。
And now, Jehovah, O God, I beseech thee, save us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of earth may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, thou only.
这是西西家王一个大有信心的祷告。
That is the prayer in great faith of King Hezekiah.
我们在圣经中读到这个后果哈，就是耶和华就击杀了他的仇敌啊，使这个西西家王和大为得胜。
And we have read in the Bible the result of this prayer was that God has defeated King Hezekiah's enemies.
我们看到大卫和西西家王这两个例子非常的相似啊。
So we see those two examples are similar, David and King Hezekiah.
都是在一个极大的那个困难当中啊，面临不可战胜的仇敌的情况下。
They were in such great distress that they were facing those enemies seems impossible for them to defeat.
当仇敌来辱骂永生神的时候，这两个神的仆人啊，神的器皿就可以借着信心来到神面前。
When the enemies come to mock this living God, those two God servants come before faith. Before God.
他靠着耶和华的名啊，就能够战胜一切的仇敌。
And they overcame all their enemies in the name of Jehovah.
我们没有办法仔细的讲，就是说，刚才我说的这个表哈，你可以把所有的地方都填满，并且有圣经的经节来作为根据。
We cannot talk all these in details, but just like the spreadsheet I have talked about, you can fill up all those blanks and also use the verses in the Bible to give examples.
你看保罗啊，保罗是大，也是大有信心的。
Just like Paul, also he's with great faith.
我们读罗马书，读加拉太书哈，我们就得到保罗何等大的帮助。
When we read the book of Romans and book of Galatians, then we have received much help from Paul.
因为因信称义的这个真理在保罗里面是何等的清楚哈，有功效。
For this truth of justification by faith is so clear and also operative within Paul.
那其他的特征像顺服。
Other characteristics such as obedience.
忠心。
Faithful.
像对主对神的爱。
And the passion and love toward God.
对神家的爱。
The passion and love toward God's house.
对神的旨意的爱。
And the love toward His will.
这是每一个圣经中啊，神所使用的这个美好的器皿的见证。
That is the testimony of each servant that God has used.
我们想，我们弟兄提到大卫是按照神旨意来服侍了他那一世的人。
As the verses says that David had served his generation according to God's will.
这是大卫他来爱神的旨意。
That is David, he loved God's will.
这是大卫对神的忠心。
And that is his faithfulness toward God.
希西家向耶和华所做的诗歌。
And the songs that Hezekiah had made for Jehovah.
记得我们Kenny弟兄给我们分析陈弟兄给我们分享到哈，希西家王怎样为耶和华神大发热心啊。
As Brother Christian has mentioned about how King Hezekiah has great zeal for Jehovah.
怎样来洁净圣殿。
How he purified the temple.
怎样来废除偶像。
And he cast out all the idols.
怎样带领以色列人向这个耶和华守逾越节。
And how he led the Israelites to keep the Passover for Jehovah.
这是历史非常真实的把它记载下来。
Those were all true recordings in the history.
但是我们读到这个他当他有这个生命的有疾病要离开人世的时候，他向耶和华写了一首诗歌啊，是我们陈弟兄特别让我们注意到的。
But as King Hezekiah became ill, and he wrote a psalm to Jehovah, which is what our brother Christian has specially mentioned.
那我们就可以体察到，这个王他之所以能够行的那样的合神的心意，有一个秘诀。
Then we realized there was a secret for this king able to walk according to God's will.
在他的诗歌中，你看到他和神有一个亲密无间的一个美好的关系。
In his song, you realize that he has such an intimate relationship with God.
这个希西家和他的祖他祖大卫一样，对神有一个极大的热心和热爱。
King Hezekiah, just like his forefather David, he has such passion and love toward God.
意象怎么样
？So how about vision?
我们意象是我们弟兄借着保罗的例子来讲的。
Our brother used Paul as an example to talk about vision.
那其他的四个人物对异象是不是没有异象
？So how about the other four characters? Don't they have vision?
我们看亚伯拉罕啊。
Let's look at Abraham.
在希伯来书第十一章的第十节。
In Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 10.
这里讲到，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, of which God is the artificer and constructor.
在早在亚伯拉罕的时候，他就来，在他心目中就有一个意象。
Back in Abraham's time, he already had a vision.
在他还没有那么多儿女，还看不到神给他的应许的时候，他里面就有神给他的这个意象。
Even before he had many children, even before he saw this promise came true from God, that he already had such vision.
这个信心之父在创世纪就看到了启示录啊，神要经营所经营所建造的这一座有根基的城。
This father of faith that he already seen from the book of Genesis until Revelation, which he had seen the city.That is God is the artificer and constructor.
我们知道这个过程当然是这个城所代表的就是所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
We know that the city means that all the saints who are saved by grace.
就是讲到亚伯拉罕有他的子孙像天上的星一样多，像地上的沙一样多。
It talks about that the sons of Abraham just like the stars in heaven and the sands before the seashore.
神所经营、所建造这城是属天的啊，是所有蒙恩得救的圣徒啊所居住的所在。
It is the heavenly city which God is the artificer and constructor, and which is the dwelling place for all those saints who are saved by grace.
或者更确切的说，就是这座城是由我们一切蒙恩得救的圣徒所建成。
Or on the other hand, or we shall say that this city is being built and also dwell with all those saints saved by grace.
这是亚伯拉罕之所以成为亚伯拉罕，他一生经历的一个非常重要的原因，就是他有一个从神而来的这个意象。
And this is the major reason that Abraham has experienced God throughout his life, which is because he had vision from God.
摩西呢
？How about Moses?
在希伯来书第同一章啊十一章二十六节。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26.
我们弟兄交通时候也多次引用。
And our brother has mentioned many times.
说摩西他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect to the recompense.
所以这个摩西呢，在那个摩西是主前1526年生。
Moses was born before Christ 1526.
对，有查考呢，基本上是在1500多年。 主耶稣道成肉身之前1500多年。
It was before our Lord came flesh, became flesh more than 1500 years ago.
但是这里圣经讲到他所看的是所仰望的这位基督呢，是他一生的一个指路明灯。
But that the Jesus whom he looked upon and also he looked upon was his light before his feet.
他为基督受的凌辱比埃及所有的财富都要宝贵。
For he esteemed the reproach of the Christ greater than all the riches of Egypt.
他也看到天上的那个赏赐是大的。
And he has seen the heavenly reward was great.
大卫呢?
How about David?
在大卫的诗篇中，我们弟兄也引用了很多，常常出现一个字眼，是吧？
And as our brothers have used many psalms wrote by David, which one word often appears?
诗篇23篇第6节。
In Psalm 23, verse 6,
他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠赐爱随着我。”
Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of days.
27篇第4节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
One thing have I asked of Jehovah that I will seek after.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire of him in his temple.
在诗篇的122篇上行诗中。
In Psalm 122, in the Song of Degree.
这是大卫所写，他说，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
This was written by David. I rejoice when they say unto me, Let us go into the house of Jehovah.
所以我们知道，在大卫的时候呢，这个圣殿没有建立。
We know back in David's time, the temple was not built yet.
这是神大卫起意要为耶和华建殿，只是他不能建，是他的儿子所罗门为神建立殿宇。
David had a desire to build a temple for Jehovah, but he could not. Therefore, his son built it for God.
但是大卫里面的一个心，他是愿意住在耶和华的殿中。
But in David's heart, he would like to dwell in the house of Jehovah.
所以他虽然这个殿还没有建起来，但是他已经看到这个一个实际殿在他的一生的追求中。
Even before this temple was built, but he has already seen this house of God.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕的时候是看到一座城。So
when we look at Abraham, he saw the city.
好像是所有蒙恩得救的，因信称义的人。So
it's all those saved by grace who are justified by faith.
等到神的旨意到了大卫的时候呢，他就特别看到一座殿。When
God's will come to David's time, then David saw this house.
是神所居住的，这个中心。
Which is the central dwelling place for God.
所以我们有时候常常提到是这个大卫实际上所代表的，就是一些得胜的这样的基督徒。
So we often say that whom David represents are those overcomers.
他不仅是一个城，可以联合起来做见证，他有更加合神的心意，他对神更加的靠近。
Not just the city that can be tested. A testimony, but he can be even be closer to God.
所以我们看到这个意象，在他神的仆人的心目中，它是有发展的。So
we see this growing process of this vision in God's servant.
亚伯拉罕在这个异乡，他做客旅的时候，他看到的是一座远远的一座神所经营所建造的城。
When Abraham was a sojourner, that what he saw was the city that was built and constructed by God.
等到大卫的时候，他在诗篇122篇，刚才我们读的第2节开始。
And during David's time, start from Psalm 122, verse 2.
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去，按以色列的常例，称赞耶和华的名。”
Says, Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which are built as a city that is compact together, whether the tribes go up there, the tribes of Judah, a testimony to Israel to give thanks unto the name of Jehovah.
所以我们陈弟兄这个第四节特别提到哈，按以色列的常例。
Especially our brother Christian has mentioned that which is a testimony to Israel.
第五节说，因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座，你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
And verse 5, for there are set thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee.
愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Peace be within thy bulwarks.Prosperity within thy palaces.
因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说，愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
For my brethren and companions' sake, I will say, Peace be with thee. Because of the house of Jehovah our God, I will seek thy good.
这个亚伯拉罕所看的这个城，在大卫里面就活化的非常的丰富和实际。
The city that Abraham has seen during David's time, it became a reality.
尽管这个耶路撒冷还是神在地上的一个图像啊，一个预表，但是呢，在这里面的一切的丰富，借着大卫的诗篇都写出来。
Although this Jerusalem is still a type, but then through the Psalms that David wrote, it's all been manifested.
但这个城的重要是在于神的殿在它其中啊，在第九节特别讲，因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
But the city become important is because the temple is within, which is mentioned in verse 9, because of house of Jehovah our God, I will seek thy good.
所以呢，大卫在一生中就为着神的殿，为着神他的和他心意的见证。他一生来服侍他那时代的人。
Therefore, David, for God's house and also for the testimony of God that he had served the generation.
我们也看到西西家啊，他也是虽然陈弟兄没有特别提到哈，没有特别讲到是他的一个意象啊，但是呢，我们可以看出来。
And we also see from Hezekiah there's his vision, although Brother Christian did not mention it.
因为西西家王他看到了一个以色列呢。他是一个完整的整个以色列人。
Because Hezekiah has seen that the entire Israel is one man.
以色列全家只有一个主。
There's only one Lord for the entire house of Israel.
以色列全家呢应该联合在一起到耶路撒冷来过节。
The entire house of Israel should be united together and come to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
这就为什么陈弟兄特别提到啊，这西西家王要差遣人到其他的以色列支派啊，本来是和犹大支派对立的，来邀写信邀请他们来耶和华的殿来守逾越节。
That was why Brother Christian mentioned that Hezekiah had sent the messengers to all the other tribes of Israel who were against the tribe of Judah and invite all of them to come to celebrate the feast.
我们知道西西家王这个的意象，等到保罗的时候啊，就是这个以弗所书的神永远的旨意。
We see this vision of Hezekiah when it comes to Paul's time, it becomes the God's eternal purpose mentioned in Book of Ephesians.
就是要照着安排的哈，在一起日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的在基督里同归于一。
That is according to the fullness of time to let all things become one in Jesus Christ in heavens and earth.
所以我们刚才我所讲的就是说，我们在每一个的这五个的特征上都需要有学习。
So that's what just like I've mentioned that we shall learn from all those five.Different aspects.
那第二点，我觉得我想给弟兄姊妹交通的，就是讲到啊，在这所有的方面中，有一个非常基本的一个特征。
And the second one I would like to, second point I would like to share is that there is a very fundamental characteristics among all those aspects.
我们弟兄两个弟兄都有提到。
Both of our brothers have mentioned.
就是讲到我们神所用的所有的器皿都是不完全的。
That is that all the vessels God used are not perfect.
不管哪一个都不完全。
Regardless of which one, they are not perfect.
我们陈弟兄讲到西西家王，讲到尼陀生弟兄啊，讲到这所有的器皿都有它不完全之处。
For the question has mentioned King Hezekiah, watchman Nee, and all other vessels have their own, they are not perfect.
我们Kenny弟兄特别在亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫和保罗身上都给我们有这样的提醒。
And also, Brother Canning has also reminded us the same from Abraham, Moses, David, and Paul.
所以我觉得这个是一个非常重要的一个属灵的原则。
So I feel this is a very important spiritual principle.
因为这是在整本圣经中处处可见的。
Because we can see this in every place in the Bible.
我们用这个保罗的这句话讲的，就是我们在开始的时候所读的这个圣经。
As we use Paul, what he said, which is the verse we have just read in the beginning.
就是说我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is manifested in man's weakness.
所以我们看这个方面在这六个人身上有特别的彰显。
So let's see about this aspect which is manifested in through all those five people.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
Let's see Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，他是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
他也是这个在创世纪的17章第5节，他有这样神对他有这样的应许。
Also, God has His promise to Abraham in Genesis 17:5.
那时候呢，神就把他的名字从亚伯兰，改成亚伯拉罕。
Back then, God has changed Abraham's name into Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕的意思就是多国的父。
Abraham means that the father of multitude, father of nations.
并且在神的话中，在第六节，实际上第六节，神特别应许他说，使他的后裔极其繁多。 国度从他而立，君王也要从亚伯拉罕而出。
And in verse 6, God promised him that he will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and God will make the nations of Abraham.
但是我们要读，往前稍微读一点，我们就知道呢，这个亚伯拉罕那个时候是99岁。
But we know that Abraham back then was 99 years old.
那撒拉是90岁。
And Sarah was 90 years old.
所以呢，这是神给我们一个很大的一个提醒啊。
So that is a great reminder from God to us.
神常常是用在人的尽头啊，神才开始。
So often at the man's end, then God's beginning.
在摩西的身上是一个图画。
And it's a picture of Moses.
所以我们弟兄也特别交通到，是一个什么图画呢？
So what kind of picture is that?
就是燃烧的荆棘。
That is the burning bush.
这个荆棘呢，是一个在旷野中最没有用、最没有价值、最常见的一种的植物。
The thorn bush is the least being used and also the least being valued plant in wilderness.
但是呢，这个神在它里面，火在里面燃烧却，这个荆棘却没有烧毁。
But God's fire was in the midst of this burning bush, but the bush did not get burned.
这是一个非常美丽的图画，我们在神面前。 我们不是我们可以被神使用啊，我们配被神使用啊，是因为我们走到了尽头，我们承认我们自己的这个有限。
It's a beautiful picture to show that it's not that we are worthy to be used by God, but it's because we are at our end and we become God's use.
当我们承认，我们谦卑放下自己的时候，神就可以用我们。
When we confess and we also just be humble and lay down ourselves, then God can use us.
我们没有借口啊，说神不能使用我们。
We have no excuse to say that God cannot use us.
因为神用到亚伯拉罕是或者是摩西是在他们到了尽头的时候。
For that God has used Abraham or Moses was at their end.
大卫的例子哈。
Also an example of David.
大卫用神用大卫的两个。 最大的错误来成就他的旨意。
God has used two greatest mistakes of David to fulfill his purpose.
我们听的弟兄特别提到这个诗篇51篇之所以能够使那么多人得帮助。
Brother Kenny especially mentioned the reason that Psalm 51 can become the help of so many people.
就是因为大卫他犯了奸淫，犯了杀人，犯了说谎的极大的罪。
That was because David committed the sin of adultery and murder and also lie.
因为这个他在这个极大的罪恶中能够悔改，重新来到神面前，这首诗篇51篇就帮助了许多许多的人。
Because David in such great sins, he was able to repent and also come back before God. Therefore, Psalm 51 have helped many.
在大卫在数点百姓这个大罪上,
in the great mistake that David committed when he numbered the people,
很多以色列人被击杀,
many Israelites were being smitten.
但是大卫当大卫和以色列人悔改的时候, 他们却发现了这个圣殿要建的所在。
But when David and Israelites repent, then they discover the place where the temple shall be built.
西西家王怎么样呢?
So how about King Hezekiah?
我们特别弟兄特别提到西西家王, 我就不再多说。
As our brother has specially mentioned King Hezekiah, so I won't mention more.
我只是提醒大家, 他在西西家王身上就是一个死而复活的经历。
Just would like to remind everyone that on King Hezekiah, it was the experience of death and resurrection.
在这个西家天然的生命到了尽头的时候, 神可以让他死而复活, 多给他时间。
When the natural life of Hezekiah came to an end, God can raise him from the dead and gave him more time.
但这个目的是在哪里?
But what was the purpose of it?
是让他在三日后可以重新上耶和华的殿。
So that he could go up to the house of Jehovah after 3 days.
在保罗的身上, 那更是处处都有。
And we can see even more examples from Paul.
我们刚才, 开始的时候所读的经文, 在哥林多后书4章7节。
As the verse we have read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8.
是讲到新约的一个图画,
and that's a picture in New Testament.
这是旧约,就摩西所讲的这个图画是可以对应过来的。
Which can also reflect upon the picture which Moses showed.
这个新约图画就是一个瓦器。
And the picture in New Testament is this vessel.
这里面是一个宝贝。
This earthen, within this earthen vessel, there's the treasure.
这个瓦器就指的我们天然的生命。
And this earthen vessel means our natural life.
那宝贝就是神他复活大能的生命, 神儿子的生命。
And this treasure is our Lord Jesus, our, the life of God's Son, who's resurrected life.
所以我在思想这些的事情的时候, 我就想到一个特别简单的例子。
So as I think about all these, I have thought of an a simple example.
在我昨天准备的时候, 我就看到我这个家里的天花板上有一个电风扇。
Yesterday when I was preparing, then I saw the ceiling fan on top of the ceiling.
我的电风扇呢, 有五个这个叶片。
There are those 5 leaves on the ceiling fan.
这个中间有一个中心轴。
And there's the central turning point.
那还有个开关可以来控制电风扇。
And also there's the switch.
我是觉得一个不恰当的比方了, 就是我们这些的特征啊, 不管是信心也好,
it might not be a good example, but for all those characteristics, for example, faith,
不管是顺服, 忠心也好,
or obedience or faithfulness,
不管是热情或者是这个, 意向也好,
or passion and vision,
这些像是那个电风扇的这个叶片,
those are just like those 5 leaves on the ceiling fan.
但是电风扇要想成为一个电风扇这样的一个可为人所使用的器皿,
but in order for the ceiling fan to become the something that people can use,
它需要有个中心的旋转的中心,
there should be the middle central turning point.
这个中心就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
And this central turning point is our Lord Jesus himself.
你看我们的信心, 弟兄们都提醒我们, 我们的信心要抛锚在这个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督身上。
As our brothers also remind us that our faith shall anchor upon this Lord Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们朱弟兄, 有一段时间常常给我们讲到神儿子的信心。
Brother Freedom often, he has shared with us about the faith of Son of God.
我们的信心就是一个人, 就是耶稣基督他自己。
And our faith anchors upon this person, that's Lord Jesus himself.
我们的顺服是顺服谁?
So who do we obey?
我们顺服我们的主, 借着顺服圣灵, 顺服我们的主耶稣。
Through obeying the Holy Spirit, we obey our Lord Jesus.
我们忠心于谁?
And who are we faithful to?
我们忠心于我们的主, 为我们流血舍命, 救赎我们的主。
And we are faithful to the Lord who has shed his blood for us and saved us.
我们里面的热忱, 我们的热爱, 我们的热心是向着谁?
Whom is our passion toward?
我们的热心应该是向着主自己。
Our passion should be to our Lord Himself.
当我们向着主自己的时候，我们一定爱神所爱的。
When we are toward Lord Himself, then we love those whom He loves.
若是我们爱神，爱神的儿女，我们就一定在他的旨意当中。
If we love God and love His children, then we shall definitely be within His will.
我们的意向是谁？
So whom is our vision?
保罗的意向就是那个基督啊，升天的基督。
Paul's vision is the Jesus who has ascended on high.
就是一个地上教会是他的身体，他已经升天。作为教会元首的基督
That is the Christ who has ascended on high to become the head of his body, and his body is still on earth.
正像这个风扇，我们需要打开这个电源，这个风扇才会旋转。
We need to turn on the switch in order to have the ceiling fan be turned.
当它旋转的时候呢，这五个特征就分不清是哪一个。
When it's turning, then we can no longer see the five leaves clearly.
但是呢，它因为围绕着这个中心，它就能够起到这个风扇的功用。
But because it's centered upon the center point, therefore this can be operated and be useful as a ceiling fan.
啊，从一些好像知识的一个静止的一些叶片。
Just like when those leaves are passive, and those are just knowledge.
那当它有电通过的时候，它就可以互相配搭，能够起到神所人所设计的它的功用。
And when the electricity is switched on, then it can co-work together and to be useful by God.
那这个开关是说的什么
？So what is switch?
这开关就是讲到我们要对自己啊，我们要对自己要关啊。
The switch means that we should turn off toward ourselves.
我们要对神要开。
We should turn on toward God.
啊，就是像这个我们开头所读的圣经啊，哥林多前书一章三十节所讲的。
Just like the verse we have read at the beginning, that First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
主自己成为我们的一切。
Our Lord becomes everything to us.
成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Become our wisdom.Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
用我们Kenny 弟兄所讲的话。
Just like our brother Kenny said.
也是圣经的话。
And that's also from the Bible.
就说不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
这是一个极大的关键。
And that is the major point.
否则我们只是在知识上打转。
Otherwise, we are only turn within the knowledge.
我记得我在上次有机会给弟兄姊妹分享的是借着这个卫星定位系统。
I remember last time I shared about GPS.
是讲到有两个方面，就是特别是讲到指路碑和引路柱。
Especially talk about the signposts and the
waymark.
Waymark.
特别是讲到两方面，一个是十字架的工作，一个是圣灵的工作。
Especially talk about two different aspects. One is the work of the cross, and the other is the work of Holy Spirit.
因为这个工作就是像我们每天要学习的，来顺服圣灵在我们里面的恩膏的教训。
And those are daily lessons we need to learn. That is to obey the anointing of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们要顺服圣灵恩膏的教训，我们在这一切的性情上都可以有长进。
When we obey the teaching of the anointing, then we can grow among all those different aspects.
若是我们不顺服圣灵的引导，这一切都是我们知识头脑的增长，我们没有办法在属灵上有成长。
If we do not obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, then those areJust knowledge in our mind, we cannot grow.
因为时间关系，我很快的来提一下我们实际的操练。
Because of time, then I would like to mention a practical exercise.
我觉得在因为我们上面所交通的，我觉得第一点就是我们要知道，在我们一起成为神合神心意的器皿的一起学习的过程中。
Because what we have shared, I feel that during the process, together we learn to become God's useful vessel.
我们首先要把这两个图画放在我们心中。
First, we should put those two pictures in us.
要知道我们不过是这个荆棘，我们不过是那个瓦器。
To know that we are but only the thorn bush, and we are only the earthen vessel.
我们一切的得胜，一切的见证，一切的可以讨神喜悦的，都是因为我们里面这个宝贝。
All of our victory and also testimony and what we can please God is all because of this treasure within us.
这个礼拜三我听到在休斯顿那边弟兄姊妹给我发了一个 email。
This past Wednesday, the brother sister from Houston has sent me an email.
我知道呢，在这个那边聚会的一个特别年长的弟兄，魏建章弟兄呢，在礼拜三，到了主耶稣那里。
An elderly brother Wei that he has been to the gone to the Lord on Wednesday.
我们魏弟兄呢是在休斯顿那边聚会，一直是在那边的带领的弟兄。
Brother Wei has been a leading brother in one of the gatherings in Houston.
他是和像徐尔健弟兄有到我们当中，徐尔健弟兄。
He together with brother Robert Xu that whom has
with
Robert together with brother Xu that they have visited us.
他和像史伯成、林三刚他们这些都是同时代一起的服侍的弟兄。
And also together with Brother Xu and also Lin, that together they serve together.
林三刚弟兄也到过我们当中。
And also Brother Lin has came in the midst of with us.
史伯成弟兄呢，这首诗歌本就是史伯成弟兄所编篡的。
Brother Xu has compiled this hymn book.
我觉得我特别对。这个魏弟兄有非常深刻的印象啊，两点，至少两点啊，因为时间关系。
So, there are two at least two points I have deeper impression toward Brother Wei.
他是有五个女儿啊。
He has five daughters.
他很早呢就全时间来服侍主。
And in his very early years, he started to serve the Lord.
完全凭信心来生活。
And he lived completely by faith.
所以这很多年在我们当中都是一个美好的见证。
So it has been a beautiful testimony among us.
因信而生活。
To live by faith.
我们非常敬重的像孙国多弟兄这个博胜祥弟兄都有对我们都被都受过这位弟兄的很深的影响。
Brothers such as Brother Godwin Sung or Brother Bo has been deeply influenced by our Brother Wei.
我还记得有一次我们魏弟兄到台上来分享信息。
I remember once when Brother Wei came up to share.
那时候他非常的身体很虚弱，他偶尔会在讲台上分享。
At that time he was already weak physically, and once in a while he would share.
那他分享，他上来以后，他就是像弟兄姊妹讲的。
Then after he came up, he shared that.
他第一在讲就是求弟兄姊妹。为他祷告。
First, he said that he does ask brothers and sisters to pray for him.
因为他说他非常软弱啊，求弟兄姊妹用祷告拖着他把这场信息能够讲完。
For he said that he's weak, therefore he asked brothers and sisters to lift him up through prayers.
所以我们看到这个弟兄身上的信心。
So we see this brother's faith.
这个弟兄也知道他是一个软弱的器皿，他可以为神所使用。
And this brother also know that he's a weak vessel to be used by God.
尽管他是神那么多年一直使用的一个贵重的器皿。
Although he's a precious vessel being used by God for so many years.
我们实在没有时间，但是我们好多地方我们可以和弟兄姊妹一起来，这些五个方面都可以来学习。
We do not have enough time, but there are so many different places we can learn together with brothers and sisters about those five aspects.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起祷告的时候。无论是个人还是团体，我们有没有对这个我们祷告的事情充满信心
？In regards of faith, when we pray, whether individually or come to pray together with brothers and sisters, do we have faith with what we are praying for？
我们很喜欢唱信而顺从，但是我们有没有顺服圣灵在我们身上一切的带领
？We like to sing the hymn "Trust and Obey," but are we obeying what the leading of the Holy Spirit？
我们在有没有在小事上忠心？
Are we faithful on little things?
因为神说我们要在小最小的事上忠心，我们才能在大事上忠心。
For God says that we shall be faithful on little things, then we can be faithful on bigger things.
我们要在小的事上不义，我们在大事上也不义。
If we are unrighteous in little things, then we will also be unrighteous in bigger things.
教会弟兄姊妹，我们在我们当中有很多服事的机会。
And there are many chances for us to serve.For all the brothers and sisters,
需要顺服圣灵在我们身上带领。我们或许是清洁，或许是领会，或许是这个任何其他的神给我们带领的，或者范式我们在这小事上都可以忠心。
We shall be faithful to the every little thing we serve, such as leading the hymns or cleaning or even serving the meals.
在爱神这一点哈，我们有没有在一切的机会上能够尽我们对神的爱？
And in regards to having the passion to love God, that are we able to love Him in all every little aspect?
在所有的这些聚会中，这个饼杯哈是特别为主所设立的。
In the midst of all different gatherings, the Lord's table is specially set by the Lord.
当我们来到饼杯面前，我们有没有预备好？
Are our hearts prepared when we come before the table?
有没有带着像在以色列人带着迦南的土产啊，带着我们这一份啊，或许是一个祷告，或许是一个诗歌啊，或许是一个敬拜啊，来到神面前。
Are we just like the Israelites that bring the produce of Canaan to come before God? For us, that are we able to bring the prayers or hymns or to worship Him?
我们有没有爱我们的弟兄姊妹们？
Do we love our brothers and sisters?
我们有没有成为我们弟兄姊妹的祝福？
Have we become the blessings of our brothers and sisters?
有没有常常关心到不到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们？
Have we care about those brothers and sisters who are not with us?
那西西家王哈，他看到这些以色列人在外面流荡的时候，他就愿意写信来来找回这些的失散的这以色列人。
When King Hezekiah saw those Israelites wandering around outside of other places, then he wrote a letter to try to seek them and find them back.
在陈弟兄最后他们 给我们他给我们分享的时候，特别给我们也是一个提醒。
And also Brother Christian at the end has reminded us.
他是讲到我们在这里聚会的，我们这个聚会到底是怎样的目的。
He talked about what's the purpose of our gathering here.
在我们这个时代，我们在这里，神把这么大的地方哈，把我们这一班人召集在这里，到底他的旨意，他的心意和他的给我们的意向是什么？
What exactly is his purpose, his will, and his vision as he gathers us together in this place to gather in this generation?
那陈弟兄提到，在以前的时候，在荷兰的一些弟兄在 New Jersey 这边，为神复兴的火这个效力。
As Brother Christian has mentioned, there were a group of brothers and sisters from Holland as they came to New Jersey and they worked for God's will.
那我们在神面前到底主有怎样的带领？
So what is the Lord speaking to us?
我们有没有这个中文和英文的这样的一个界限？
Do we have any separation between the language in English and Chinese?
我们有没有这些年轻人和年老的这些的一个代沟啊？
Or is there any generation gaps between the young ones and the elder ones?
像我们 Kenny 弟兄提醒的，我们可不可以做啊？虽然我们不能做保罗这样的大仆人，我们有没有心做这样亚拿尼亚这样的一个小弟兄？
Like our brother Kenny remind us that even if we are not to be a great servant like Paul, but are we able to be just like a little brother like Ananias?
我相信我们的主对我们在很多事情上借着我们的弟兄们对我们有很多的提醒。
I do trust that through our brothers, our Lord has reminded us.
因为时间关系，我们停在这里。
Because of time, we have to stop here.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你，主啊，你在这新的一年开始，给我们讲了非常重的话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking many heavy words to us in the beginning of this year.
主，我们心里是觉得主你实在是要让我们有一个反省和有一个主啊长进的机会。
Lord, we truly feel that you would like us to look back, reflect, and also have the chance to grow.
我们不真是求你，真是打开我们的心。
We do pray that you opened up our hearts.
让我们的心对着你是畅通无阻的。
So our hearts toward you have no obstacles.
主，我们能听到你借着圣灵对我们的引导。
So we can hear your guidance through the Holy Spirit.
主，可以使聚集我们的聚会。可以使你的身体可以有更美好的搭配。
So that this gathering and also there's even better co-working among your body.
主啊，可以我们一起能够在主里面有更好的成长。
So together we can grow up more.
主，我们可以能够一同的来在做你合用的和你心意的器皿上能够一同向前。
And together we can move forward in regards of being the vessel according to your heart.
主啊，求你帮助我们每一位。
Lord, help each one of us.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 对不起啊。